I'm a female. I'm an Indian. I'm a Hindu. I'm an engineer. I'm a mother. All this I was actually the I with a physical consciousness. We called it I and made it as our physical identity. But real I is for the soul consciousness. As we remove every label that is my, including our body, we meet the I, the spiritual being called spirit or soul. The soul operates the body like a driver drives the car. The soul is visualized as a point of light in the center of the forehead. The soul has three subtle faculties. When it thinks, we call it the mind. The mind creates a variety of thoughts. The soul then evaluates and takes a decision. This is called the intellect. Once the intellect takes a decision, we bring it into action. Action repeated a number of times becomes our habits or sanskars. We carry sanskars from past births, from parents, and from environment. But the original sanskars of every soul are knowledge, purity, love, peace, happiness, bliss, and power. Therefore, souls always wish to experience these qualities. These are the qualities that naturally emerge when we are soul conscious. We look for him in temples, mosques, churches, and gurudwaras. We look for his powers and knowledge in idols, scriptures, and even nature. We look for his peace and love in saints and divine souls. Our search for him now ends. He cannot be seen with the physical eyes, heard, or touched, but can be felt and experienced. He is the father of all souls, and all religions have images or memorials of God that represent the form of light that God is. We call him by different names, Ishwar, Allah, Jehovah, but his self-revealed name is Shiva. Shiva means the benefactor, the one who always does good. God is the ocean of knowledge, love, peace, power, and purity. God is our father and gives us love and protection. God is our teacher and gives us knowledge. God is our liberator, Sadguru. He gives us blessings and guides us to liberate us from our vices. God lives in the soul world, an infinite expanse of golden red light, which is beyond this physical world. It is also the original home of all souls and is known as Paramdham or Brahmaloka. God has descended into our world and uses the corporeal medium of Prajapita Brahma to give us our inheritance of peace, purity, and happiness, and establishes the new world, heaven on earth. It undergoes a cyclic transformation in form and characteristics. Similarly, a bigger cycle, this world drama cycle of 5,000 years, has the Golden Age, Silver Age, Copper Age, and Iron Age. We souls come from our home, the soul world onto the world stage and wear our bodily costumes. The first act of the drama is the golden age, Satyuga. Each soul and nature is at its highest stage of purity and beauty. It is a world where there is oneness, one world kingdom, one religion, and one language. Each soul is perfect and divine. It is a world of deities. But as time passes, we move into the next act, the Silver Age, Treta Yuga. Here, the purity of the soul has slightly diminished, but it is still a perfect world. In both these ages, there is no pain, no disease, or untimely death. This first half of the cycle is of 2500 years. Gradually, the purity and power of the soul starts to reduce and we move to the Copper Age. Attachment to the body begins and lust, anger, ego, and greed come into our actions. We start looking for God. The first Shiva Jyotirlingam temples are built. Ibrahim, Mahatma Buddha, Jesus Christ, Mahavir Swami, Adi Shankaracharya come to remind us that God is a point of light. He is our Father and we are all brothers. In the Iron Age, there is a deep decline in the soul power and we get divided in the name of religion, nationalities and caste. Pain, disease and sufferings reach its peak and we start looking for happiness in science and technology. The world drama is cyclic and we are now shifting from the Iron Age to the Golden Age. This period of transition is called the Confluence Age, Sangam Yuga. This shift is possible only with God's power. God descends into our world and gives us the knowledge to re-energize us and emerge our original divinity and establish the new world where peace is the religion, love is the language, truth is in action, and happiness is a way of living. The world is compared with a tree. It is known as Kalpa tree because it depicts the history of the whole Kalpa, the beginning, the mid-period and the end of the world. The Kalpa tree gives the knowledge that the original religion of all we human beings is one, that is of Adi Sanatan, Devi Devta or deity religion. Later, with the passage of time, many religions evolve. The seed of the entire tree of humankind is none other than God Himself.
Raj Yoga meditation is a journey of self-awareness and experiencing a direct and personal relationship with God.
This connection with the Supreme Power empowers the soul to emerge its original qualities of wisdom, purity, love, peace, happiness, bliss, and willpower. Sit back and relax the body. I, the being, is the master of this body. I, the soul, a tiny point of light in the center of the forehead. I am a pure, peaceful being. I, the soul, am taking a journey back to my home to meet my father. Visualize yourself as a shining star going upwards, crossing the sun, moon, and stars. I have reached an abode of golden red light where there is complete silence. This is my home. As I allow myself to be touched by that light, I feel the purest love of the benevolent one. I can feel God's love and light flowing directly into my being. If there is any problem, any question, I can share it with Him. He is the one who loves me and accepts me unconditionally. I, the soul, am getting filled with God's blessings and powers. Now slowly, I start my journey back to this world, to my body. Today, as I meet everyone, I will remain in this awareness.
The Prajapita Brahma Kumaris Ishwari Vishwavidyalaya is an international organization which teaches practical application of spirituality and enables each soul to enhance their personal, professional, and family life. The international headquarters are in Mount Abu, Rajasthan, and it has more than 8,500 centers in over 133 countries. The organization offers courses on thought and emotion management like stress-free living, mind management, positive thinking, self-managing leadership, women empowerment, etc. for all ages and professions.